Welcome to the Leeds Church Institute podcast. LCI is a faith-based organisation for lifelong learning. You can find out more about the Leeds Church Institute by visiting lcileeds.org. Welcome. Would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Kelly Scott and I'm the educator for the Ayers Witness Exhibition.
And could you tell us a little bit about what is the Ayers Witness Exhibition?
So the Ayers Witness Exhibition has been developed in collaboration between the National Holocaust Centre and Museum and the University of Nottingham, the team of academics there who have done the research. The idea of the exhibition is that we're encouraging the audience to consider questions about how we record the Holocaust. So most of the traditional prominent Holocaust images that most people are familiar with from museums are taken by the perpetrators. They're Nazi photographer photographs who generally depict their victims as subhuman, emphasise a narrative about the Nazi power. So what this exhibition is about is actually thinking about looking at photographs that are less traditionally seen in museums and exhibitions, photographs that are taken by the victims, and actually getting people to ask the question, who takes the photographs of the Holocaust? Through whose eyes do we bear witness? And what do photographs show us and what do they not show us?
What can people expect to see when they come to the Ayers Witness Exhibition?
They will experience photographs that are victim taken photographs, so photographs that are rarely seen from the death camp of Auschwitz, from the concentration camp at Ravensbrück, and also rarely seen photographs from the Lodz ghetto as well. In addition to the rarely seen photographs, we also have an art installation from the Swedish artist Helena Salander called The Weight of Images. So that's a really interesting aspect in terms of actually looking at how we record the Holocaust in terms of actually what images give us information about the Holocaust and how we view the Holocaust as only sort of a reflection of the reality of what it was like to be there. There's also cutting-edge technology that's been developed through the University of Nottingham with a virtual reality experience where visitors can try on a headset and step inside a well-known photograph from the Stroop Report and actually explore the photograph a little bit more, actually see things from the perspective of the Nazi photographer, but also again ask that question of who takes photographs of the Holocaust, what do we see, what do we not see, what questions should we be asking about the purpose behind those photographs and why they were taken.
And what was behind the decision to use VR?
I think the idea of the virtual reality, it fits in perfectly with the concept of the Ayers Witness Exhibition. We want people to come, not necessarily for answers about the Holocaust, but to ask questions. So the VR experience allows people to step into a photograph to actually see more of that image than we would traditionally see. So it's a 3D experience. So you are stepping essentially into a photograph of the Warsaw Ghetto. So you can see not only what the Nazi photographer saw when he took the photograph, but actually you can turn around, you can see the photographer himself, you can see further down the street. And this has all been put together from detailed research undertaken by the University of Nottingham. So it allows us to ask that question of what are we not seeing in a picture?
The principle of the exhibition isn't just to think about how we perceive the Holocaust, although it is about that, but it's also about how we view the media today. So what can you tell me about that?
Definitely. What we'd like people to do when they look at the Ayers Witness Exhibition, like you said, it isn't just about thinking of perhaps a new way to ask questions about Holocaust photography and testimony, but actually making that link today to actually how does the media take photographs today? What is the purpose behind their photographs? What do photographs in the media of war and suffering show us and what do they not show us? And at what point do we need to be asking the questions rather than just being sort of passive receivers of photographs? And I think as well, it might encourage visitors today to think about the way in which we take photographs in 2019 as well, in terms of actually what is the purpose of our photographs today. You know, we are living in this selfie generation where we all have access to cameras on our mobile phones. So the way in which we photograph and record our own world is very, very different and has changed dramatically even over the last decade. So maybe asking questions about the way that we record our lives and for what purpose nowadays as well.
And where else can people see the exhibition?
The exhibition launches officially in January. So it's going, first of all, to the Peace Museum in Bradford, with the VR element launching at the Imperial War Museum North in Manchester. It will be there for a couple of months. And then from April, you will be able to find it at the National Memorial Arboretum in Staffordshire. And more dates will follow.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast from the Leeds Church Institute. If you'd like to know more about the Leeds Church Institute, visit lcileeds.org.